BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's podcast, including Real or No Real with Danny Howard, another round of Who's That Tweeting, and we investigate the many voices of John Barrowman. It is a great song, that. But does remind me of either being at weddings, it's always on.
Mm.
And no matter what age, everybody, even like the 90-year-old gran, goes, ooh.
It is one of those songs that will always be at weddings now. It's a bit like Blurred Lines. That would be another one.
Always.
Even though weddings.
Even though slightly inappropriate for a wedding, always on. And it also, that track, reminds me of brilliant Saturday night television. Don't you remember this?
This is Tonight.
Oh no, this is John Barrowman.
Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
Yes, John, as he walks down the stairs, it's Saturday night, he points at the camera, he's singing his own theme tune.
I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Get the jazz hands on. Oh, went down there, didn't quite attempt that high note. Just say when you've had enough.
This is one of these videos that I used to watch because it annoys me slightly.
Oh, I like those ones that you do.
Yeah.
Chris has a thing, I don't know whether anyone else has this, where he will watch something, he knows it annoys him, but he still watches it. It's almost like you want to be annoyed.
Yeah, I think it's like that. I think it's a bit like watching a horror film in the sense that it's scary. No one likes being scared, but for some reason there's something about a horror film that you kind of enjoy being scared. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So with this thing, I know it annoys me and I don't like it. I really don't like that at all.
You still watch it all the time?
But I will watch it, yeah. And that's a classic case.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I do miss John Barrowman singing the theme tune, though.
BBC Radio 1.
You were in Southampton last night?
I was, yeah. Yeah. It was good to be there. I was DJing. It was a weird one. It was a grab ball for Solent Uni. You know, the one where you got your degree from?
Oh, yeah. Ever thankful for that degree? Doctor of Arts?
I still can't believe that hasn't been asked. But, like, surely you've got to send that back.
No, I haven't.
Because you haven't done anything to further with it. Like, you never...
It's my services to broadcasting, actually. Yeah, but you're right, I did nothing. Mm. So, still up on my wall, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, proud, at home. I think they've got, like, a life-size picture of me in the foyer as well. I don't really know why.
Is it true there's a statue of you in Eastleigh?
No.
Are you sure?
You say this a lot. No, there's no statue.
But no, there was a rumour that they were going to do a statue of you in Eastleigh.
There wasn't.
There was something about a statue of you.
You made that up.
Did I?
Yeah, you made it up. There's no statue.
I was convinced that was true.
I went to the opening of that big Winter Wonderland thing last night in London.
Yep.
That was really good. Bit annoying though. You know, a missed opportunity. I wish I'd just have asked, because behind me in the queue for the Haunted House ride, Gareth Malone.
No way.
Yeah.
Off the choir.
Off the choir.
Amazing.
And Military Wives.
He wasn't trying to recruit you. What are you in under? Because it's always a different group with his choirs, isn't it? What have you fooled under? Is he doing a DJ one? Just DJs?
He said that we could work together at some point. So I'm hoping to be on a future choir.
Is it some crab-related choir or something?
I don't know. But what I regret is because he was right behind me in the queue, should have gone on the ghost train with him, the Haunted House.
Oh, that would have been... with him, imagine
what
that
a good
selfie.
Photo opportunity. Exactly, amazing selfie. Just didn't ask. And he had his kids with him as well, so I think he'd rather go on there with them, but... Missed opportunity.
Should have done
there.
It, Mills, yeah.
Picture with Malone, yes, please.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we were going through these clips of Tonight's the Night earlier. Great Saturday night entertainment from John Barrowman on BBC One, where he used to sing the theme tune. And while we were going through the clips, we noticed something. We'd not just been watching old episodes of John Barrowman shows for no reason.
Well,
no, we weren't, because...
Debatable.
Because we all... Someone said that he'd said something for Innuendo Bingo, which is why we were going through the clips, actually. So here's John doing his TV presenter thing on Tonight's the Night from a couple of years ago.
Good evening, and welcome to Tonight's the Night, the show that turns dreams into reality.
And here's a great joke.
Think of me as the genie. I appear out of nowhere, make dreams come true, although I don't walk around in a turban, topless, with curly gold slippers. At least not on the weeknights.
I
love it. Barrowman.
Crowd love it.
Right, that's definitely John Barrowman, though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, a very recognisable voice.
That's our John.
Definitely John.
Whether it's singing with a legend, dancing in the West End, or just something nice and simple like jumping out of a plane at 30,000 feet, this
sure.
is your one-stop shop for making dreams a reality.
Very American, but great, a good presenter. But...
Classic Barrowman.
Sometimes he's Scottish.
Yes. What do you mean?
So we were going through for Inuit Bingo, his animal show, his great animal show on Channel 4, which is called Small Animal Hospital. I'll just play you a little clip of that, OK? Here's John speaking to some people at the hospital.
I understand he's got a history here.
Yes, uh-huh. He saved him here last time.
His life was saved.
3 years ago, yeah. His life was saved, uh-huh.
Literally the most Scottish person ever. That's John Barrowman.
It's a different Barrowman.
His life was saved.
Oh, this is huge.
Listen.
He's so funny.
Maybe he's been seeing kind of like other big dogs, uh-huh. And he's thinking, they think I'm a big poodle, I'm really the same way they are.
It's the same person.
It is a completely different voice.
Here's John
it?
Speaking to a dog.
We'll give you some water and you'll get some good treatment. And we've got some pals back there too. We do. We've got some friends. And we've got some lovely ladies there for you.
Yes, I'm sure he does.
Two completely different voices. Back to John when he's being a presenter.
Fancy a singing lesson from a legend? Well, Mr. Manilow, we'll see you now. How about a duet with a soul superstar? Dionne Warwick has a spare microphone. Maybe your idol is the Queen of Country? No problem. Miss Dolly Parton is waiting for you in Tennessee.
And here he is in Scotland.
And we've got some pals back there too. We do.
It's ridiculous.
This is incredible.
Two different voices depending on what job he's doing.
So is he just one of those then? He just changes his voice as and when...
He's American, John.
Jumping out of a plane at 30,000 feet. This is your one-stop shop for making dreams a reality.
And here's Scottish John.
And we've got some pals back there too. We do.
Oh, dear.
However...
I'm just thinking I do this, though, occasionally.
I just asked around here, and apparently I do it as well when I'm, like, talking to Americans. Like, if I'm interviewing, like, an American star, I'll start doing that.
You do, because then I try and join in, and I can't do it.
But I am quite susceptible to picking up accents. I remember when I lived in Manchester, I called my mum one day, and she's like, what's that voice, please?
Yeah.
Completely different. I mean, I just do pick them up. And when I lived in Bristol for a while, like, all my words started to go up at the end.
Mm.
It does happen.
When my mate Sir Dosser talks to my mum, his voice changes. It's like he's a different person, much posher.
Yeah.
Very respectful, very, very eloquent, very posh, Sir Dosser.
As much as Barrowman, would you say?
Jumping out of a plane at 30,000 feet.
They think I'm a big poodle.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, wow, there's some really annoyed people on there going, but John is Scottish. I know John Barrowman is Scottish. I know, and I know that he's also lived in America for a long time. His parents are Scottish. I know. I know this. It's like we're up to date with that. But listen to how he can switch it. American John.
Jumping out of a plane at 30,000 feet.
Scottish John.
They think I'm a big poodle.
It's quite incredible. And he will just... switch it for kind of whatever job he's doing or whatever he's doing that day. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Francesca?
It is. Hi, Scott.
You're right. What's going on?
Well, my mum changes her voice all the time.
Where are you from in Wales?
Swansea.
Yeah. And does your mum sound a bit like you?
She is Welsh 1 minute, and then as soon as the phone call, she's the poshest woman I know.
So when your mum goes Welsh, does she go really, really Welsh?
She is Welsh. She doesn't
have
to go Welsh.
Yeah, but do you know
Welsh.
What I mean? Like fully, like...
Oddi?
Yeah.
How's it going, Oddi?
She's not like Nessa Welsh, like hardcore Welsh, but she's pretty Welsh, yeah.
Oh, Dave!
But she's happy to put on a posh voice, and that changes her voice quite dramatically.
Yeah, well, I think she likes to think she's posher than she is, so when people ring, she answers the phone, especially in work, really posh. I don't know why.
Wow, so she's got a posh work voice... and
yeah.
A normal Welsh voice.
She's got this alter ego, this posh alter ego.
Where does she work?
In the Egypt Centre. She's an Egyptologist.
A what?
She's assistant curator of the Egypt Centre.
She's an Egyptologist?
Yeah, so she's like studies Egypt and she works in the Egyptian Museum. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a job.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So what happens when you call your mum at work? Does she go posh for you or...?
She answers the phone posh because they have like a general greeting. And then when I say it's me, then she just snaps back into it. But I've been sitting in the office with her and other people have called and she just has a totally different voice for the whole duration of the call.
Right.
I kind of want to give her a call to hear the posh voice.
Yes.
Do it.
So what I think we'll do is we'll get Chris to speak to your mum first of all, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because, I mean, hopefully she'll put on a posh voice for me.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because she'll think I want some work or something.
Yeah.
And then maybe, what, in Egypt?
I don't know. I haven't quite thought through why I'm calling your mum yet.
She didn't send you to Egypt.
Is there a reason why I should be calling your mum at work?
Well, you know, they have loads of volunteers there, so you could say maybe that you're interested in volunteering at the Egypt Centre.
Excellent. OK, that's good. So Chris will have a conversation, and then I'll get you to come in and then see how well she goes.
OK, cool.
So we can hear the difference.
OK.
All going to plan. If I'm talking to her, then she should go quite posh.
OK.
And then we'll hear the real her when she speaks to you.
OK.
OK, Francesca, I'm going to play a song, and then we'll take your mum's number off you, all right?
Okay, then.
And then we'll give her a call.
Okay, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so Francesca's been in touch. She says her mum has a posh phone voice. She's got two different accents, like John Barrowman. She's got her normal Swansea voice for when she's talking to Francesca. But then when she goes to work, wow, she's posh on the phone. So we're about to call her. Chris is about to call her to inquire about something at the Egypt Centre where she works.
I'm just going to do some Egypt chat.
Yeah, cool.
I haven't got the poshest voice, have I? Do you think I need to be slightly posher for this? Or
I think a little bit, yeah.
Really? Right.
And then you stay on the line, Francesca, and I'll get you to come in, all right?
Okay.
Okay, wait right there.
Hello, Egypt Centre.
Hello, I was looking to join in on a part-time basis at the Egypt Project.
As a volunteer?
As a volunteer, yeah. Can I speak to Wendy, please?
You can, but I can tell you about volunteering, but yeah. Who are you? And I'll let her know.
My name's Chris.
Okay.
Good voice, eh?
Really good. Well done.
Hello, Egypt Centre. Can I help you?
Hello, is that Wendy?
Yes, it is.
Hello, I was looking to volunteer.
Oh, right, OK. If you'd like, you can either apply online. We have some volunteer forms on our website. Or you can call in if you'd like. We've got forms here you can fill in.
I'm just looking through some of the pictures on the website right now.
Right.
And I am into my Egyptian pots.
Right, OK.
And Egyptian food.
Yeah, we've got lots of things to do with ancient Egyptian pottery. There's things to do with ancient Egyptian food and drink, if you'd like to come in. Have you visited the museum at all?
I've not had a chance yet, but I have seen pictures of the pyramids, which look great.
Unfortunately, we don't have any pyramids here, but we do have some little pieces. So if you'd like to call in...
Okay.
Are you in Swansea?
I am, yes. I will be from next week, actually.
Oh, lovely.
It sounds like quite a classy place.
Oh, it's lovely here.
I can tell by your voice that you love it, that you're a very educated person.
I love it here. It's an amazing place.
Mm. Can you just hold on one second?
Yes, of course.
OK, so Wendy's on hold and can't hear us now. What is that voice you're doing?
I don't know. It's all going to be odd.
OK, right, Fran. Time to speak to your mum. Let's do it.
Hi, Mammy.
Hiya, Bibs. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to somebody. Has Carolyn put you through as well?
Yeah, she just put me through now. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. You're right, Bibs?
Yeah. How's work?
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. We've got a school in now at the moment, so they're very busy.
What are you making for dinner tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully Daddy's cooked something.
All right, OK. I was just checking so I didn't know to eat out or not.
Yeah.
Hello?
I didn't even know this phone. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, sorry about that.
It's quite extraordinary how your voice seems to change.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from BBC Radio 1.
OK.
And maybe Francesca made me make this call. We're just talking, Wendy, about how sometimes your voice does change from when you're on the phone at work to when you're at home.
Thank you, too. It does change, Matt.
I just heard it, yeah.
But I didn't know.
I know, but it does.
Okay.
So,
Francesca, you're dead.
So sorry about this, Mum.
Okay.
Like, you were very good with Chris. You love that place, don't you? Your place of work.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
My dream job.
I didn't really know what I was talking about, sorry.
Okay, but you're very welcome. If you would like to volunteer, we've got an amazing team of volunteers
here.
Lots of volunteering opportunities.
See, this is the crazy thing, is that actually, on the phone... when you're speaking to your daughter, you sound really Welsh. And then when you were talking to me, you had this quite, like, dare I say, posh voice.
Very, very, very well spoken.
You've got a good phone voice.
So Francesca got in touch with us and said that maybe sometimes your voice changes, so sorry about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
And hopefully you'll
come visit us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being such a good sport. It was good. And, Fran, yeah, good luck with that later on.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want to see the Innuendo Bingo video from yesterday with Greg James, it was awesome. I like it when Greg plays. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. If you've not been on Radio 1 YouTube before, what's going on? Just put Radio 1 into YouTube and you'll find our channel.
Do you know what was nice about that Innuendo Bingo? It was that, you know, like when sometimes with guests it's a little bit awkward at the start. Because they've never played before and it takes a bit of figuring out. But then when you get Greg on, or one of the other Radio 1 DJs, it's normally really good because you just go straight in.
Yeah, straight in, straight away.
There's complete respect between people, but there's no respect if in the sense of the game.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, like we all know what's going on. We're all clear on the rules. And we know that it doesn't mean a thing if we do get each other absolutely, like, drenched.
Like, at one point during that one yesterday, I laughed so hard, I kind of forgot where I was.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at Greg and I can't remember which one it was, but I hurt myself.
He was in a ridiculous outfit. Did it actually hurt?
It genuinely hurt.
But I quite like laughing like that sometimes when it's like, oh. So it's already on YouTube. Here's a little bit from yesterday. We're going to Coronation Street and let's all listen out for Sally Webster using a weird Mancunian turn of phrase that may confuse some of our listeners in the South. Greg.
Here you go. Orange zest.
Eh?
That's the secret in the lasagna. The merest tint of orange zest. It gives it a real zing.
I suppose it was a bit zingy.
What? Who puts oranges in a lasagna? I'm lucky she didn't put a banana in my tuna sandwich.
I haven't heard that one.
Sally Webster.
Who puts oranges in a lasagna? I'm lucky she didn't put a banana in my tuna sandwich.
Oh, dear. Dead lucky, that, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do Who's That Tweeting? You know, famouses, they love to tweet, don't they? Sometimes spawn, sometimes not spawn. I just love my new juicer. They're off and on. But if they're not, they're just talking about their life on Twitter. We've got a guest from the voice of the tweets reading out some tweets from a famous Who Is That Tweeting? So all of this lot are from the same person. Play along at home. When you've got it, let me know on 81199. First clue, please, voice of tweets.
Ha ha! I'm at a French beach cafe, and after a few Brits asked for selfies, the French customers queued up too, even though they don't know who I am. Lol.
Oh,
so we're thinking of someone not too massive abroad.
Yeah, so this is someone who's a French beach cafe. A few Brits have asked for selfies, and the French have queued up as well, but they don't know who they are. So I'm saying someone that's not famous on the continent.
Right. So where do we want to start? Because you've got to start somewhere. I'm going to throw hat into the ring. I'm going James Arthur.
Oh, no, but famous on the continent. Mostly in Spain.
But not... is he famous on the continent?
Yeah.
Is he?
Because of that one song.
Didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
When I went to Majorca last year, they were still playing Impossible on the radio.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to say, like, female pop star, I think. French Beach Cafe. Who would do that? Pixie Lott, maybe. I don't know whether
Paloma
she's famous.
Paloma Faith.
Okay, do you want Pixie or Paloma?
Can we go Paloma Faith? That's what I'm imagining.
Okay, because
right,
we're working on this together. Next clue, please. Voice of tweets.
Just arrived in Florida. but there seems to be some kind of mistake. It's freezing here.
Oh, okay. I know that One Direction were in Florida this week, launching their album in Orlando.
But then they would have been recognised on the continent.
Oh, yeah, they would. No, the French will be all over that, so yeah. Let's discount them.
I don't think this tweet's added too much to help us, really.
Should we move on?
Should we just stick?
This will be my fourth root canal job, so I know the drill.
Okay, that's a dad joke, yes. So...
I think we need to move away from Paloma Faith. It's not really feeling like it's her kind of thing.
I don't think she would say that. I'm saying more...
But it's someone who's getting a lot of work done, I imagine.
So they've got good teeth, but they're not famous in France.
But the root canal thing is just a standard procedure, actually, isn't it? It's not really a cosmetic thing.
No, I mean, you kind of have to have them done. Doesn't your teeth look any better?
Because then I was thinking Calvin Harris.
Oh, right,
possible,
makeovers.
That he would be recognised on the continent.
Okay, so I know the drill. Bad joke, innit? Who makes really bad jokes?
Greg, you've told me before that lad from MasterChef that was on Strictly Come Dancing.
Greg Wallace.
Appalling jokes, you've said.
I mean, it's a curveball, but I'll take it. Greg Wallace.
Getting a few tweets in right now. Okay. I don't know. I disagree with a lot of it. Russell Howard's not a bad shout, though.
It's not
John Barrowman. I think.
Don't think Russell Howard would do a joke that bad. Okay, let's move on.
What is the point of salt grinders? 30-plus years of mass delusion. We must be mad.
Oh, God, it's definitely Greg Wallace.
It could be, couldn't it?
It's the kind of thing he would say.
It sounds to me to be an elder man, this.
Yes.
Or Tim Wannacott. Another Strictly... Could it be?
Yes.
Could be, couldn't it?
Actually, it could be Wannacott.
French Beach Cafe.
Yes. Classy man. Okay, next one, please.
Right. Off to Cornwall for the Loo Literary Festival. The first one ever. Going to be a great weekend.
So that's a literary festival, someone that's into books. Who's a bit bookish?
Well, everyone's got a book out, haven't they? Because, I mean, Greg Wallace and Tim Wannacott, I'm sure, have had books out. But then Arge has had a book out as well.
Yeah, true.
But would Arge go to the literary festival?
Or it could be someone like Mark Wright, not famous apart from the UK. But no, I'm saying older gent, actually. Would Mark Wright go to a French beach cafe? No, he'd go to Sugar Up, wouldn't he?
I'm not seeing that. Off to Cornwall. You see, as soon as I hear the word Cornwall, I think Rick Stein.
Yeah, not Rick Stun.
No, I've got a mild obsession with Rick Stein. He's a chef.
I know, yeah.
He's just a legend. He just goes around India. There was a TV show. He goes around India.
Cooking.
Tasting curries.
What
cooking
a show.
Curries. It's literally the best hour.
I know, you love it.
You know, on like a Saturday morning, that's what you want to be watching.
Older man that likes books. The only person I can think of is Richard and Judy.
Yeah.
Can we hear another one?
That's just because you've heard the word books and assumed it's them.
I think just read my daughter's latest blog on her website. So proud of her.
Oh, again, please voice a tweet.
Just read my daughter's latest blog on her website. So proud of her.
I'm almost convinced this is Greg Wallace.
Okay, well, I'm saying Richard Madeley. What do you think our answer should be? It could be either, to be honest. Has Greg Wallace got a daughter?
What are people saying on the text?
Some people are agreeing with me, actually.
No one else with Greg Wallace?
Any other Greg Wallaces? Let's just have a look.
Shane Ritchie, that's not a bad shout.
Yep. Has he got a daughter, though?
I don't know. Let's go for Greg Wallace.
Greg Wallace, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, is it Greg Wallace?
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Oh. I'm Richard Madeley.
Oh, sorry. My fault.
Why did you lead me down that path?
I'm really sorry, I was convinced it was him. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so big fail there. I said that we should say Richard Madeley, then we went for Greg Wallace, and it was Richard Madeley who was tweeting all those things.
I'm sorry about that. I'm going to take your lead on this one a bit more.
All right, so this is the second person. All these tweets are from the same person. Can we please have the first one, voice of the tweets?
Right, Monday, let's do this. Unloads dishwasher to the opening bars of Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, someone that has a dishwasher fancy.
Domesticated person.
And someone that uses music as a soundtrack to everything they do in life. A bit like you do when you've got music playing in your headphones and you'll play, like, the Rocky theme tune as the doors open on the train.
Yeah.
To make it feel like it's especially for you.
I just try and make everything in my life epic.
Yeah. Using music, normally.
Yeah, as if I'm in my own montage.
So who would unload their dishwasher to the opening bars of Eye of the Tiger?
It's a tricky one, this. Do you think this sounds more... I mean, what are we thinking here, male or female?
I'm saying I'm leaning towards male.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of someone really enthusiastic. You know, someone almost a little bit sickeningly enthusiastic. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I'm thinking maybe Davina McCall.
Okay. You just called her sickening.
No, I think she's fantastic. I love her, but
okay, she does listen to this show quite a lot.
I just mean, you know, when she's in full-on enthusiastic mode.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no one more excitable.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, actually, I see what you mean. You know, Davina McCall.
Monday morning, it's not a nice time, is it?
Yeah, and also positive Monday tweets are not the one for me. We all know it's crap. Let's not pretend it's not.
Right. So
next one.
Anything better? Okay.
No, I'm saying Davina.
Absolutely brilliant night in Epsom. Fantastic crowd.
Oh, who would play a gig in Epsom?
Have you?
Probably. Is that a race course?
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay, so who does race course gigs? Example? I've seen him play race courses.
Stushy? Stushy, good shout. Mm-hmm. S Club?
Good shout.
So which, if it was S Club, which member do you think it would be?
Do you think it's Joan? Paul getting on the floor or someone else screaming out for more?
It says that, doesn't it, in the rhyme, screaming out for more. But Hannah rarely speaks. In any interview that I've seen of her, rarely speaks. I'm going to say, I'm thinking Joe from S Club.
Joe O'Meara?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of someone who would have performed at the race course.
Okay, I might have to look up the lyrics to S Club Party for this, just so I can be more sure. Okay, let's have another clue.
Oh joy! The other half is trying out new ringtones for his phone whilst I'm watching The Apprentice. That's not annoying.
So someone with an annoying other half.
Yes, married.
Well, not necessarily. Other half doesn't have to be married.
Good point. Yeah, could be.
So we've got Tina's doing a dance, John's looking for romance, Paul getting down on the floor, Hannah screaming out for more, want to see Bradley swing, Rachel do her thing, Joe, she's got the flow. It's not really helped me.
No, I don't know where you were going with that. On the text, there's a few people suggesting Peter Andre.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's always positive, actually. Probably not averse to a racecourse gig either. But then, other half is trying out new ringtones for his phone. But he's not gay, Peter Andre.
Sorry? What have I missed there? What?
Peter Andre, not gay. Did you not know?
But why are you telling me this?
Right, other half trying out new ringtones for his phone.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, very good of you.
Keep up,
yeah, I didn't spot that. I was like, that's a curveball.
A cup of chips. Whatever next.
Oh, someone that doesn't sound impressed by when they try and zhush food up a bit and make it fancy in pubs and that.
No, I don't think that's being fancy, though. It's a cup of chips. I think this is someone...
Whatever next.
Who doesn't get out much.
Or maybe they're saying, like, ugh, why is chips in a cup? That's what I think.
All right.
Okay, who are you saying?
Where are we up to with this, then? Last I heard, it was Joe O'Meara.
Yes, that's what you suggested. Unloading dishwasher to Eye of the Tiger, played a gig in Epsom, annoying other half, trying to do ringtones while watching The Apprentice, not impressed by a cup of chips. Alan Carr.
Okay, reason?
Because he says about his other half... I can see him, Eye of the Tiger, dishwasher is something that he would say. Right. Let's just go for that for now, because I don't have any better ideas. Okay.
Dog stopped and done a poo on the zebra crossing. Then nicked a child's biscuit and the angry parent told me off. I'm going back to bed.
Right, okay, Alan Carr, I think, is always tweeting about his dog. I'm saying Alan Carr. Any advance on Carr?
No, that sounds good. The only other person I know with a dog is Stacey Solomon.
There are other celebrities with dogs.
Yeah, that's always the first one that comes to my mind. Do you remember she did a show about dogs?
Britain's
next top dog model.
Did she?
Yeah. Huge show. Genuinely, I loved it. It was ridiculous.
Okay, this is the last clue now.
Here's a picture of me with Atlee Francis.
Lee Francis, who plays Keith Lemon, of course.
Standard celebrity tweet.
Because for those of you who don't know, Keith Lemon isn't a real person. He is played by a guy called Lee Francis. Now, every time I say this, for some people, it absolutely... blows their mind. Keith Lemon, not real. He's playing a character.
There will be people out there who didn't know that.
Oh my God, so many. Watch them come in now. Okay, what are we saying? Any more than Alan Carr?
No, I think we can stick with that. Sounds good. Loads of people are saying this on the text as well.
Is it Alan Carr?
Yes, that's right.
Yes!
I'm Alan Carr.
Oh wow, yeah, that was good. Let us know if you got it right on 81199. And that was today's Who's That Tweeting? Do you enjoy that game? I actually quite like
it. Yeah.
Nice for a Friday, isn't it? Mm. Nice for a Friday. The Scott Mills Daily. If you remember last week, if you were listening to the show, there was something that we couldn't really talk about at the time that got Chris here really annoyed with me. And he says that he's going to get revenge.
Oh, no, definitely. And also, I don't want to say it in a way which makes it sound like it's going to be something that happens soon. I'm talking like 10, 15, maybe 20 years' time.
Oh.
Like, the kind of revenge that's going to come back will be... It's like, that's how I'm seeing it. I'm
not really long-term.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe, you know, even when you're... Maybe you might have left by then. Might have left Radio 1 by then.
In 30 years?
In, you know, 20, 30 years.
No, I won't.
But it will come. And it won't be just for the show. It'll be really something for me. And
wow. It's fair to say that nothing's quite affected him since he's been on the show as much as what this did.
I honestly haven't felt the same since.
Now, I've not been able to reveal until now who it was with. I just said that it involved a global superstar. And, yeah, it was... I mean, to be honest, what we did was pretty bad. But it's for the good of the show. It's for entertainment purposes.
Right.
And we're going to be able to play you what happened with this global superstar next Tuesday.
Oh, so we've got a date for it now, haven't we?
After the weekend, yes. Right. I'm afraid so. And I guess it's going to be difficult for you to be able to watch it and listen to it again, isn't it?
It's hard because obviously we don't want to say exactly what happened right now. But no, I don't really want to even relive it.
No.
It was weird and
it
was horrible.
Do you actually want to be here when we're talking about it even?
Well, I guess I've got to be.
No, I think you have to be here, actually.
Anyway, so it was strange.
I can tell you who it was with, and it really got to Chris a lot. And I had to send a lot of really beggy, sorry texts to him afterwards. And even a couple of phone calls.
I just don't know how you managed to organise this.
I know. The superstar involved is Jennifer Aniston.
It's ridiculous.
And we kind of got her involved with the show.
How?
Almost kind of against Chris, if you like. That's all I can say. But you'll want to listen to Tuesday's show because that's when you'll be able to hear it. And of course, we've got a camera on it, so you'll be able to watch that as well. Jennifer Aniston helps us out on this show on Tuesday on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We've got Lord and Yellow Flicker Beat coming next from Mockingjay, New Hunger Games. Is that for you, Hunger Games?
I don't know. I've never really given it a proper chance.
I did have a little sleep, but I was tired and actually the plot was not moving on and then the end was brilliant.
Right.
There's my little review there. Who needs Rihanna or films? Actually, I think we all do. So something's just happened with Only the Young. Do you remember the guy that every week at the X Factor during the eliminations shouts,
Only the Young!
We got him on the show this week. You thought you were the only person that noticed it, and hundreds, thousands, even millions of people also noticed it.
Oh, it's incredible. Then we did this video where I annoyed you all day long by shouting Only the Young.
Ridiculously well. How many people?
Like? Oh, ridiculous. Millions of people have seen that. That kind of did the rounds on the internet this week. And then we've just seen this. I mean, I think this has literally just gone up. But on the Only the Young Facebook, I think it is, a video's just gone up where they're basically Only the Young are running around shouting as well. But give it a listen.
In front of all the other...
All the other contestants. They're running up to contestants. It's quite a short video, but here it is.
That's
it's wicked, isn't it?
Whoa, Stevie Ritchie jumped out of his skin.
It's cool. Good from them.
Ben Hay now not too keen either on that look. That's quite cool, actually.
But loads of people have been sending in their videos of them shouting Only the Young, generally waking up brothers, sisters, or, you know, family members, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, we've received loads of those this week, haven't we?
But then this Sunday's the big one. We're hoping that the shouty man is going to be shouting Scott Mills. That's the agreement we've kind of got with him.
We told him not to disrupt the show and maybe to do it once. But he did promise a little shout-out from us. But that's cool for only the young dudes to do that for us. Thank you very much. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Danny's in to play Real or No Real next. We've got Charlie XCX and Fall Out Boy coming up. And next it's Maroon 5. Just ahead of Tuesday, I do want to say sorry again for what happened with that famous superstar person. I'm going to take complete blame for it. I'm sorry, okay?
It's done now, you know, and, I mean, it's clearly it's going to be played and it's happening. The main thing that's come from it, I'm just amazed how resourceful you are.
Yeah. I mean, this show does have contacts, it has to be said. And you were actually shaking afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The superstar we're talking about is Jennifer Aniston.
It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
You will want to listen to this and you will definitely, definitely, definitely want to watch it on Tuesday's show. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Jay in Manchester. Nice to see you sober. He's like, are we back in time? Hasn't this Aniston thing already happened? Yeah, there was a Jennifer Aniston interview before, but nothing like this happened. Listen on Tuesday. Danny Howard.
Hello. That's what I said. I was like, I thought you'd have done Jennifer Aniston.
We have, but not in this way.
I am excited for
it's gonna
this.
Be good. How are you, Superstar DJ?
Yeah, I'm all right. A bit nasally. I've got that man flu that's going around at the moment.
We don't sound
it is
like
winter.
It.
Mild man flu, I think.
No.
You don't look like you're suffering.
Give
too
me
much.
Sympathy, Chris.
Mild.
When man. I need it.
Okay, Dance Anthem Sisters is Danny Howard's here, and we're going to play Real or No Real. Let's go.
On The X Factor, Louis Walsh has, taped to his desk, 8 labelled photos of stereo kicks so that he doesn't forget their names.
I mean, I had to do the same when they came in for Inyo Domingo earlier this week.
I can't believe how many of them there is. It would be hard to remember all the names.
It's an odd novelty, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a main selling point there, that there's loads and loads of them.
You know, though, like in Korea, their girl and boy bands are massive.
Are they?
Yeah, there's like 13, 14, 15 members.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Yeah, of course I know that. All about the K-pop.
But yeah, Louis Walsh and... Because he gets names of acts wrong, let alone the individual members.
Yeah, it's like one of those granddads who's like, Scott, Chris, Danny. Like, yeah. All the names of the family before he gets to you.
But surely he's always addressing them as like... a group. I've never really heard him call out anyone's name, so why would he have 8 label photos of stereo kicks taped to his X Factor desk?
Yeah, because you can't single them out whilst you're on stage on TV, can you?
No. So what are you saying, Danny?
After you've made that point, I'm going to say no real.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Well done, Scott.
Thank you. I kind of helped you there, right?
Thank you, you did, yeah, thanks.
And next...
At traditional weddings in Louisiana, USA, the bride and groom's unmarried brothers and sisters are made to dance with a broom to mock their single status.
Oh, that's not very fair, is it?
You're single. Dance with this broom.
That'd be quite fun, though.
Where was this? I'm sorry.
It
was
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Mm. What an odd custom.
Just a cheap way to clear up the confetti afterwards, maybe.
Yes, could be.
Do a bit of cleaning whilst you're at it.
So, yeah, if you're not married, we'd all be dancing with brooms.
Is this a dressed up broom? Have they put a dress on it?
No.
No, it's a
bit normal, of effort.
It's just like a super mop.
Right, okay, all right. This would be very odd. I've never heard of this happening. I can't imagine it.
But it is Louisiana.
I was just going to say that.
You need a lot of brooms as well.
Yeah. So all the bride and groom's unmarried brothers and sisters dance with that broom.
Yeah, I think real. It could be something that
really?
They do. Yeah, you hear stupid things like that all the time.
No real.
That one is real.
Chris, you're having a mare. Absolute mare.
What a roll.
That's a big fact, that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What about this?
When Kevin MacLeod found out that people were playing a Grand Designs drinking game, he deliberately made the next episode of the programme full of his own catchphrases to try and get people as drunk as possible.
Legend.
Sneaky. That is good, though.
So, obviously, there's a show called Grand Designs. You've not seen it. And people do play drinking games, a bit like they do with X Factor.
It's on in the afternoon, isn't it? No, I was going to say, there's a strange one.
Channel 4.
I suppose there's catch-up, isn't there?
Yeah. Obviously, we don't condone this kind of behaviour. But you know when, like, for instance, when Louis goes, I liked it, have a drink.
Yeah.
You remind me of a young... having a drink.
Yes.
So is there...
Some very drunk people watching X Factor.
But did Kevin MacLeod make the next episode of his show full of his own catchphrases so people got wasted?
It's all a bit knowing, isn't it? It's a bit like with Innuendo Bingo. There are certain shows that are doing it on purpose. It almost feels like you should ban them because they're not genuine innuendos.
He's quite a smart guy, though. It's something that he'd amuse himself with. So I think, real.
Does he have rights to the game? Is that what it is or something? It's just a...
We don't know.
Could be. I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yes.
That's right. So apparently they wrote this thing down and he was saying that it was deliberate design to get people quite drunk and the fans invented this game. So, for instance, every time he uses the word bespoke... Have a shot.
Really? Is that one?
Yeah, and he put them all in the next, next show.
Everything's bespoke on that programme, isn't it?
It's a double shot if they say the wife gets pregnant halfway through. And next.
EastEnders is so popular in Scotland that linguists say Glaswegians are starting to sound like Cockneys.
No. I know there's this north-south divide. Not a divide, we're all together. But they like to mock each other, don't they? And I don't think that the Glaswegians would adopt a Cockney accent.
We talked about a similar thing earlier, which is that you adapt your voice depending on where you are. Danny, you do that.
I don't.
You do. When you're back home...
I do get that when I go home, though. Yeah. You've changed. Certain things you say, you sound like a Londoner.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm like, I don't.
Do you feel when you go back you need to, I don't know, you wear a less expensive mask? That kind
No. What are you trying to say about Blackpool?
Yeah, exactly. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm talking more about your mates. Like, I've met some of your friends.
Oh, this is going well.
Yeah. They're all still wearing cool water, Davidoff. Other brands are available.
What's wrong with that, Madonna? Especially if it's on offer, you know what I'm saying? Good.
Anyway.
So that went well. Hello, Blackpool.
Big up, Blackpool.
Real or no real, EastEnders is well popular in Scotland, so... That Glaswegians are starting to sound a bit like Cockney sometimes. It's a bit like your Scottish accent sounds anyway, Chris.
Yeah, I'm definitely no, I'm not attempting
Come
that.
Come on.
No.
Go on.
Don't want to insult anyone.
Anymore.
I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say no real.
Of course, they do have, directly after EastEnders, their own soap opera River City, which is very good. Very good, and kind of like their version.
Are you just saying that to balance out the Blackpool comment?
No, I think I find I was on it on the Hogmanay episode, actually, as the DJ.
You're obsessed with that show, in fact, aren't you?
Yeah, it's good. Really good.
What did you say? Real?
I said, hold on, no real.
No real.
That one is real.
That's right, they're all starting to sound like up the apples and pears in Glasgow only.
Really?
And the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, Danny got 30.
Yes, Danny, what's on the show tomorrow?
Well, David Guetta's got a new album out on Monday, so we're playing a world-exclusive track from that album featuring John Legend, which is great, and Alesso back-to-back in the mix. It is a big show.
Big show from 4 p.m. tomorrow. I saw Guetta in a coffee shop earlier, loitering around.
Yeah.
With that computer, that laptop in his hand again. I was like, oh, there's a lot of money on that.
He always has that laptop. He had it last night. I went to this album playback that he was doing and it was
He's going to lose it.
He was with the laptop.
Well, he's not because he's always holding it. He's literally always holding his laptop.
Like, for dear life.
Yeah. You don't want to lose that, to be fair, do you?
So I'm in a French cafe, actually, nearby earlier, looking very French with Avec scarf and everything.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Greg James is next for you. Including Feet Up Friday. Very friendly bunch this week. I think you'll enjoy listening to them. Just been out to say hello.
Sound like you vetted them.
Yeah. So they're on from 4 o'clock with Greg on BBC Radio 1. And amazing selection of tunes today. I've just had a look as well. One of my favourite things we've done for a while was Sing Like Sia this week with vocal coach Felicia off of America. Do you remember this? We found this on YouTube thanks to one of our listeners. She teaches you how to sing Sia and sound really like her. You have to kind of enunciate the words differently. And a lot of people love this. This is on the Scott Mills Daily podcast if you want to hear it in full. And we gave Chris and our listener Jade a bit of a lesson on how to sing like Sia with the aid of Felicia's video.
So it starts off. Party girls, don't get hurt. So the lyric is, party girls, don't get hurt. Can't feel anything, when will I learn? But this whole time we're going to try to replicate Sia's resonance, which lives right here in her pharynx, or her vocal mask. Right there. Pwadi girls. We're going to say, pwadi girls, don gehurt, ken fell anathen, when woolite learn. Woolite, like the detergent.
So then Chris had a go.
Party girls, Dongahut, Canfell, Lennison.
I push it down, I push it down.
So good. Next week, we're going to do another Felicia video for you because I know you love it. And I think next week we're going to have her teach us Problem by Ariana Grande. Yeah,
oh,
I mean, that's something to listen for on Monday, right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Back on Monday at 1pm on BBC Radio 1. And don't forget, that thing I've done with Chris and global superstar Jennifer Aniston will be on the show on Tuesday. Scott Mills.